Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis, and welcome to another series of demonstrations about Swift Playgrounds. This is Calvin. In our previous podcast, I showed you how to add a new command and toggle a switch. In this demonstration, I'll discuss our next lesson about finding and fixing bugs. Before I get started, first, let me tell you what is debugging. Debugging is the process of identifying and fixing errors. It is a creative process that will help you get back up and running after you run into a problem. When something goes wrong, it's okay, because you can almost and always fix the problem if you know how to debug. The first step is to identify where the error was made. Experienced programmers even make mistakes, so you don't have to worry when it happens. For sure you can fix them. In Swift Playgrounds, you can use the bug squash to practice debugging. You will have to identify the problem by running the code and watching what byte does. Many things can go wrong. For example, byte may toggle a switch closed when it should be left open. By adding, deleting, or reordering code, you can fix problems. After making changes, you can test the code by running it again. It is also possible to speed up the process by tapping on the run code options to run the code more quickly. Okay, so now I'm gonna go ahead and ask Siri to launch the app. Open Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Locations. Button.
I will scroll to Learn to Code 1.
New Playground. Button. My Playgrounds. Heading. Help. Button. Select. Button. Learn to Code 1. Swift 4.2. Button.
Double tap.
Selected. Learn. Table of Contents. Button. Learn to Code 1. Heading.
In our Table of Contents, we have the following.
Introduction.
Introduction.
Issuing commands. Completed.
We are done with this already.
Adding a new command.
Adding completed. A new command.
Toggling a switch.
Toggling a switch.
Portal practice. Current page. Finding and fixing
and
bugs.
And this is our current page. Finding and fixing bugs. I'll double tap.
Playground documents. Button.
Okay, so as you know already, in the right side of the screen is the puzzle area and in the left side of the screen is the code area. Okay, I will look for our goal count and instructions.
Goal count, 0 out of 1 gem collected, 0 out of 1 switch opened. Goal, find the bugs and fix them. When you write code, it's easy to make mistakes. A mistake that keeps your program from running correctly is called a bug, and finding and fixing bugs is called debugging. The code below contains one or more bugs. To debug it, rearrange the commands into the right order to solve the puzzle. 1. Run the code to see where the mistake occurs.
Listen carefully.
2. Identify the command that's in the wrong place, then tap it to select it. 3. Drag the command to the correct location, then run the code again to test it.
Okay, so here we will do something different a bit. We will have to reorder the codes. They are written. The codes are given, but they are not placed in the right order, and I'll show it to you now.
Code. Move forward left paren, right paren. Text field.
So this is our first combination command.
I'll swipe right. Turn left left paren, right paren. Text field. Double tap to edit. Move forward left paren, right paren. Text field. Move forward
okay,
left paren,
so
right paren.
So here are our commands.
Text field. Collect gem left paren, right paren.
Collect gem.
Text field.
And then
move forward left paren, right
forward.
Paren. Text field. Toggle switch left paren, right paren. Text field.
Okay, so
double tap
it's possible
actions available.
To say that we have one or more bugs. Our first step is to identify the problem and know where is the bug. The next step is to reorder them. I'm going to go ahead and run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my code.
Byte walk to
stop.
Column 3,
button.
Row 2. Byte turn left, now facing west. Byte walk to column 2, row 2. Byte walk down to height 0, column 1, row 2. Byte try to collect gem, but no gem was found. Byte walk to column 0, row 2. Byte try to toggle switch, but no switch was found.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hit button for more details.
Byte was not able to collect the gem, and he was not able to toggle the switch. Before I fix and reorder my code, I'll tap in the puzzle area and look for our character and goal locations.
The world is 4 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 0 facing west on column 0, row 2. The goals are, closed switch at height 1 on column 1, row 3. Gem at height 1 on column 2, row 3.
I'll look for Byte's location.
Character locations. Byte at height 0 facing west on column 0, row 2. Goal locations.
Okay, goal location.
Closed switch at height 1 on column 1, row 3. Gem at height 1 on column 2, row 3.
Byte is facing west on column 0, row 2. Our closed switch is at height 1, column 1, row 3. gem at height 1, column 2, row 3. After identifying my character and goal locations, I'll tap in the code area. Okay, so here's our first combination command.
Code. Move forward left paren right paren. Text field.
I'll swipe right.
Turn left left paren right paren.
Turn
text
left.
Field.
I guess I'll select this one.
Double tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
Okay.
Then double tap to activate.
So to select, I'll have to swipe down.
Select turn left.
I selected this command. I'll have to double tap and hold. And then I'll take it to the right.
Move forward left paren right paren. Text field.
Here's my first command line.
Has issues. Turn left left paren right paren. Move forward left paren right paren. Text field.
Has an issue.
Is editing.
Okay, so.
Actions available.
I'll swipe left.
Use the rotor to access. Show issues on next line.
Shows issues. Okay, I'll double tap.
Use the rotor to hide issues on next line.
We have issues here. I'll swipe right to see the issue.
Error. Oops, comma, you have an error, period. Check your code around this line to try and fix it, period. Error, colon, consecutive statements on a line must be separated by apostrophe, semicolon, apostrophe.
For now, I can undo.
Undo. New line.
Again, undo.
Undo. Move forward left paren right paren.
Here's my code back to defaults.
Code. Move forward left paren right paren.
Move
text
forward.
Text field. Turn left left paren right paren. Text field.
Okay.
Is edit. Move forward left paren right paren. Text field. Is editing.
I'll select this one.
Action. Select move forward. Selected move forward.
Okay. I'll double tap and hold. And then drag to the left.
Move forward left paren right paren. Text field.
Now before I run my code, let me show you how it's written.
Code. Move forward left paren right paren. Text field. Move forward left paren right paren.
Okay.
Text field. Turn left
no
left
issues.
Paren right paren. Text field.
Okay. So
double tap to edit.
This
swipe
is the code which
the
I moved.
Action. Then
so,
double tap to activate.
Yeah. Now I'll run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my code.
Byte walk to column 3, row 2. Byte walk to column 3, row 3. Byte turn left, now facing
stop.
West.
Button.
Byte walk to column 2, row 3. Byte collect a gem at column 2, row 3. Byte walk to column 1, row 3. Byte toggled switch open.
Excellent. So I managed to fix all bugs. I had to move one step forward and then turn left.
Congratulations. Heading. You found a bug in the code. All the right commands were written down, but they were in the wrong order. You debugged this code by rearranging the commands until you solved the puzzle. Next page. Link. Dismiss message. Button.
We were able to identify all problems. This concludes today's demonstration about finding and fixing bugs. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more questions about Swift Playgrounds, please feel free to write to us on the AppleVis forums. Thanks for listening and happy coding!
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.